Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Just head to amazon.com/adfreenewspodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Enjoy thousands of Acast shows ad-free for Prime subscribers. Some shows may have ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, and welcome back to my podcast. That is not how you start this. Why did you say it like that? I think it's because I'm literally filming myself today. Like, I've got my phone here and I'm like filming video, and so I'm staring at myself and I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. What do I normally say? Hi guys, and welcome back to Internet Bestie with your bestie. Is that what I... Why am I struggling? What is my intro? Hi guys, and welcome back to Internet Bestie with... Okay, we're starting it again. Hi guys, and welcome back to Internet Bestie with... Do I say with me? What do I say? Fuck me. This is off to a great start. Whoa. I wanted to like film myself a little bit so that I could like put little clips like on TikTok or something. And I've just forgotten my whole intro. Okay, no worries. That's fine. Hi guys, and welcome back to Internet Bestie with me, Jackie Alexander. Is that what I say? Fuck me. We got there. Oh my God, I need a drink of water after that because what the fuck? We have shit to talk about, guys. So I forgot to tell you, like, you know how last time I told you that I went to Byron and I was there like for a brand trip and it was really fun and blah, blah, blah. The plane was really hectic though. Anyway, go listen to last week's episode if you want to hear all about that. I forgot to tell you about like the whole trip because like I need to debrief on the whole trip. So obviously we got there and then the first night I stayed on my own because everybody was getting there a day later because it takes so long to get to Byron from Perth. So I lose a day when I fly. So I just got there like a day earlier, did my own thing, whatever. Then the next morning I got an Uber to the new spot where we were staying and met everybody there. And then that night we had a beautiful dinner in the house that we were staying in to celebrate. What is going on with my hair? Like, it's giving me the ick. Sorry, guys. We had a beautiful dinner to celebrate Soph's collection launch at the house. And this like chef came in and like cooked all these pastas and dishes and oh, it was delicious. Like the food was just amazing. Take me back. Sometimes though, when I'm drinking, like say if I'm drinking obviously alcohol with dinner, I don't really like eat that much. Like I do eat, but like because I'm like drinking, I'm sort of like getting fill up on beveraginos. So sometimes I just don't eat as much as if I went out to dinner randomly and then I would just obviously eat buckets and buckets load. But sometimes if I'm drinking and I'm like getting a little bit drunk too, I don't eat as much and then I regret, like I look back on photos and I'm like, shit, that food looks so good, why didn't you inhale every single thing that came your way? I don't know, it's just something that I do. Anyway, so I was having Aperols and then I was having margaritas, then I was having rosé, Aperol, margarita, and then one thing led to another and then like me and the Tiger Miss team was like, should we go out? Because all the other little girly pops, like they don't drink. I don't know why. Maybe it's like a young thing. Maybe it's like a cool thing to not drink anymore. I've been seeing a lot of people like talking about that on TikTok, like out, like drinking. I'm like, okay, well, bitch ain't doing that. I mean, I try. Like, obviously I don't drink like day to day. I'll never just like have a glass of wine with dinner, which is probably worse. Like maybe you should be having like a glass of wine with dinner, except I'm just a binge drinker. Like I just binge drink if I go out, and I don't go out every weekend anymore. I used to. I don't do that anymore. So if I do go out, your girl is drinking. So I had had a couple of drinks, and then we decided, like, let's go out and bar, and like, why not? We're here. We out here. Let's go out. And then we headed out, and I do this thing where I just go into autopilot. I don't know where I am. There was one moment where we were at this bar and I was getting drinks for me and another girl. And then I turn around and I'm like, shit, like, where is everyone? I have no idea, like, how to find them. I have none of their numbers. I don't know where they are. Like, I was so lost. I don't know what the fuck happened. I swear somebody put mushrooms in my drink. I'm not even lying. Like, I was very confused. And like, Byron is very like mushrooms. So I'm thinking that could have happened. Then I'm also like, who is just going to do that to me? Like, no one's giving away free mushrooms. But also maybe, I don't even know. I was confused as hell though. And then I ended up finding everyone, obviously, so fine. But I have some honestly unhinged videos on my phone from that night. Like, I don't even know. I look back at them the next day and I'm like, what? Did we go swimming at the beach? Like, did we? I don't know what happens to me, guys. It's honestly concerning. I don't know how I haven't, like, how I get home sometimes. Like, I don't know how I got home. And then I got home and there was a kebab on the kitchen bench the next morning. And, like, obviously it would have been me, but, like, I don't remember getting it. I'm not someone that orders a kebab. Like, Nathan is very much, like, gets, like, one of those, what are those things? Like, a snack pack, like a halal snack pack. Is that what those things are called? They've got, like, the chips and the meat and the sauce and everything. Like, that's not something that I'm ever wanting to order when I'm drunk. I'm like, Macca's, a burger, or like a pizza. Like, usually it would be Macca's. However, in Perth, we don't live anywhere near a Macca's, and it's really upsetting to my soul. So we can't like get delivery. It like really, really annoys me. Don't even start me on it, because like, that's all I want the next day when I'm hungover as well. Like, all I want is Macca's. I just want like nuggets, a cheeseburger, thick shake, vanilla thick shake, and I dip everything into the vanilla thick shake. Oh, it slaps so hard and it just cures a hangover. But I don't live near one unless I wanted to drive, and like, no one wants to drive when they're hungover to go get Macca's. Absolutely not. So I always have to get Hungry Jack's, and Hungry Jack's, look, he sucks. I'm sorry if you love Hungry Jack's. Everybody in Perth loves Hungry Jack's, and I'm convinced that it's because there's no Macca's. Like, there's no Macca's anywhere in Perth. Like, I'm sure there is, but there's not near me. And if there's not one near me, it means there's none in Perth. So it's very upsetting, and I'm not here for it. Okay, and then last week, I went and got a blood test. I don't know if I told you guys about this, but I had to go get a blood test. Well, I didn't have to go get a blood test. I've been telling you guys about my foul mood swings, and so I was like, oh, maybe I should go get a blood test to just see if, like, everything's in order, whatever. I go get this blood test, and the test comes back, and I get a text being like, your test results have come back abnormal. And I'm like, what? Like, okay. And here I am thinking, like, okay, I'm definitely just anemic, because like, I'm always anemic. Like, I've always been anemic. I just don't really eat red meat. I just don't know how to cook it. Like, if I go out for a dinner, like a beautiful dinner, I will love to order like a Wagyu steak. Fucking yum. But if you want me to cook it, it's going to turn out like a rubber tire and taste like complete ass, because I don't know how to cook meat. I don't know how to cook chicken. Don't ask me to do it. I buy like pre-cooked chicken, because I don't know how to cook it. And then if Nathan does cook it, I make him cook it to the point of like no return. Like, that shit is like rubber, and I'm like, I don't even care, because I just don't want to get sick. As you guys know, I have a fear of salmonella poisoning, food poisoning, anything. I'd rather just eat something chewy AF. That's why I just don't even cook it at home, because there's no point, because it's gonna taste like doo-doo. So I don't cook meat at home. So yes, I'm anemic. Oh, I thought I would be anemic. And then I get the test results back. It's like abnormal. So I go in. Mind you, okay, tell me if this is fucked up. Like, I'm very out of touch with this stuff, so I don't even know. The first time I went into the doctor to get, like, to tell her about my whatever, I wanted to get blood test, it was $95. That's fine. Whatever. The next time she called me in and was like, I need you to come in so I can talk to you about your blood test results, it was $65 for her to just say, I need you to get another blood test with fasting, because this blood test has come back saying that you have very high levels of iron, and I think you might have something called hemochromatosis. Oh, I'm definitely saying that wrong. Anyway, it's something where your body can't process iron, so it like stores it, and so you just have like too much iron, which is honestly fucking wild for me, because as I just told you, I don't even eat red meat. But it's not even really about that, it's more just like how your body stores it. Anyway, that was $65, which I was like, whoa. it's expensive. Like, it's expensive, right? I don't know. Maybe I'm out of touch. So I go back, I get another blood test, and this one I like had to fast for because the doctor was like, oh, maybe you could like skew your results if you've like eaten something weird. Who knows? I go back, I get the test, and like, because it was in the morning, like I hadn't eaten anything, I hadn't drunk anything. I went and got the blood test, and like, oh my God, like you can, I'm showing the camera right now, but she just went in raw on that one. Like, she didn't even ask me, like, she, no, sorry. She was like, which arm do you want? And I was like, maybe right one. I don't know. She didn't even check which vein was going to be good. She just straight on in. I was shocked. I was shook. I was so, oh, whoa. Like, oh, okay. You're not even going to take me out to dinner first. Like, it was so painful. But like, you know, when you're in that little room, like the blood test giving room, and you're just like, ugh. I was like, ow. And I don't look, like, I'm not someone that looks at the blood test as it's getting done, because I don't want to like psych myself out and then like pass out. You know how they ask you like, are you prone to fainting? I'm like, just don't ask questions like that, because like now I'm going to think about it and now I'm going to like manifest it into reality. I just hate that. Just don't ask. Just do it. But like, count it down. I like it when they're like, okay, 3, 2, 1, back in the room. You know what I mean? Like that vibe. Like, I'd like a little bit of a prep. She just went straight in. And I was like, whoa, I was sort of looking. I don't need to see that. Anyway, my doctor called me this morning and was just like, yeah, sorry, yeah, your first test was wrong. You're actually anemic. I'm like, oh. Okay, so here I am, like, spiraling to my parents, spiraling to anyone that will listen. You guys know me. Spiraling to you guys. That I'm going to be having this hemochromatosis, and I'm going to have to be giving blood every month, and I'm going to get blood clots and die. No, I've obviously ate something that skewed the test. I'm like, what could it have possibly been? And she was also like, oh, and you also had a virus, so it could have been that. I'm like, what do you mean I had a virus? I don't know, I had a virus. How do you tell I've had a virus for my blood test? I don't know. Being a doctor is crazy. Science is crazy. Blood tests are crazy. So yes, I'm anemic, guys. So no need to worry. I'm just going to have to take an iron supplement, which is fine. The only thing I don't like about iron supplement is like it makes you constipated. I don't like that. I'm like a 3-poo-a-day type of girl. I don't want to be backed up. If I don't poo in the morning, sorry, excuse my French, but if I don't go to the toilet in the morning, the day's fucked. There's no point going along with the day because it's ruined. Genuinely stresses me out if I've got like an early appointment and then it's like you can't go to the toilet, because then it just like goes back in and it's like, no, bitch, you're not going to go. You know, it's really upsetting. So last time I took iron tablets, I remember it did give me constipation, and I don't really want to be constipated, you know. Next thing I want to talk to you guys about was I saw this thing on TikTok. I've been seeing, like, I don't know why this is coming up in my algorithm heaps, and like this honestly... Oh my God, I'm recording at the office. I'm so sorry if it's really loud. I just thought it would be nice to record here because like I can film myself. But there's fucking, I don't know, semi-trailers driving past making a ruckus. Yeah, so I've been seeing all these TikToks popping up. This is the most, like, I just have an iPad in front of me and I've got all these dot points, as I tell you guys, where I just like talk about random shit every week, and I'm doing exactly that. I have so many things that I just need to talk to you guys about. I saw this thing about like scams in Paris, and it just like talked through all the different scams, like all the different ways you can be scammed. And when I was in Paris with Nathan, I just had to get this off my chest. I felt really guilty because we were walking to the Louvre. Is that what it is? Oh no, it was like the triangle one. It's like a triangle and it's glass and there's like a museum under it. I'm pretty sure it's the Louvre. And we walked through this little archway, and I was just walking and I wasn't really looking where I was walking. Well, obviously I was looking where I was walking, but I wasn't looking down, and I just like knocked over this cup full of money. And it was like this little child that had this cup in front of them, and it was like, please give me money, like I'm starving. And I kicked the thing everywhere. Like, I'm not joking. I was just stomping through. Like, it was giving Mrs. Trunchbull, stomping through. And I knocked this little kid's cup of coins over, and it went everywhere. And Nathan was just like, oh my God, Jackie, like, go pick it all up. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I have to go get every single last one of these coins. And then obviously, because I felt so bad, and the kid was just sitting there, like, I just didn't say anything. And so then we put in like a bunch more coins because I felt so bad. And then I saw on this TikTok that apparently it's a scam. It's called the clear cups scam. And I got scammed. And I, like, because they're like, they put the cup out and they put it sort of not near them. Like, they put it like in your path so that you're going to kick it over. You kick it over and then you feel so bad that you've kicked it over. You put more coins in. It's a scam. It's an epidemic. It's a scam. I mean, yeah, I don't know. the little kid deserves money. Like, no little kid should be out there begging. But he got me. He got me good. I felt so bad. I was like, put everything we have in that cup. I feel horrible. And now I know I got scammed. Then also I saw another one that actually happened to us as well in Paris, where you're same thing. We were like at the Louvre and a bunch of little kids comes up to you with like a clipboard, and on it said like money for the deaf and dumb. Like, it literally said that, money for the deaf and dumb. And it was like a little survey that you had to fill out, and they like hand you it, and then you like fill it out. And like, as you're filling it out, they like, because there's so many of them, they like sort of pickpocket you. Except Nathan like is very onto this stuff. Like, I was like, oh yeah, I'll fill it out. And Nathan's like, don't fill it out, Jackie, let's keep walking. And I was like, oh, but I feel bad. Like, I always feel bad. I don't know. I just feel so bad. Nathan's like, they're literally going to rob you. Like, let's just walk off. Like, don't touch this stuff. Don't do anything. And I was like, oh. And then I saw it on that one too, that is a scam. Like, they're going to literally pickpocket you. So like, I had Nathan with me. Honestly, if I didn't have someone with me, I'd be like, I'd have nothing left. Like, they'd take the clothes off my back. I'd probably give them to them if they asked, because I don't know how to say no.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Just head to amazon.com/adfreenewspodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Enjoy thousands of Acast shows ad-free for Prime subscribers. Some shows may have ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so today I thought we could talk about things that people say to you unsolicited that are annoying as all fuck, because I have so many that I need to get off my chest. The main one that I get all the time lately, I don't know why people think this is like a funny, cute thing to comment. They're always like, can't tell if you're 16 or 60. And I'm like, literally fuck off. Like, honestly, I don't know what to tell you other than fuck off. I just don't understand that comment. Like, obviously I'm neither. I don't know what the dig is there. Like, it's such a random one. Like, people always like, can't tell if she's 20 or 40. Can't tell if she's 16 or 60. Like, mind you, these people are probably 9 years old commenting. It's always on my TikToks as well. I'm like, literally crawl back into your hole and die, troll. Like, I can't deal with people. They really piss me off. And I always just reply being like, I'm 69, because I don't know. I'm trying to be funny. It's not funny, but just trying to take away their power. Like, because I feel like if you go along with it, it becomes not funny anymore for them. So I always try to do that. But that's the one that I've been really, really annoyed about. So I asked you guys, what are some things that people say to you unsolicited that are really fucking annoying? Oh my God, would you guys believe it? I was about to start getting into the questions and my thing that I record on just died. And usually I go and replace the batteries, because it has like 4 AA batteries that go into it, this like sound recorder thing. And so then I Googled, like, can you do it without getting batteries? Because batteries are low-key expensive as fuck. And I've just realized that you can plug it into your laptop and use it. So, wow, from now on, I will be doing that. I don't know why I hadn't been doing that before. I'm really sorry if the sound is different. I'm now back at the house because I didn't have the cord with me. But let's just get straight back into these questions. Okay, no, I'm seriously sick of this. My phone is just, like, frozen at all times. I need to go into Apple. I'm fucking that sick of it. It's so cooked. No, it's seriously so cooked. Anyway, someone says, oh, you look like insert random celeb. Okay, I can go either way with this one, to be honest. I hate it if someone says it and it's a celebrity that you're like, like, what? Like, what do you mean? Like, that's low-key offensive. But if it's someone that's like really hot and like cool and talented, I'm like, okay, slay. For me, people always comment on my TikToks and say I look like the chick from Gone Girl, like the actress in Gone Girl, Drew Barrymore, or Karlie Kloss. And I'm always like, okay, I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't really see it. but sometimes people comment stuff that's like mean and I'm like, don't even. So I get that, because then it makes you question stuff. You're like, what about them do I look like? And also, like, when it's, I mean, to be honest, I do it to people sometimes, so I can't really say everyone needs to stop doing it, because I am a culprit. Like, sometimes I'll be like, you look like this person, but only if it's like someone really hot. I would never say it if it was someone like,
oh my God, I'm yawning. Can you believe it? I'm yawning.
I need to get this off my chest as well. Like, I've had a big day at work. I'm so fucking tired, and I just got home, and like, now I have to finish the rest of this podcast, which is fine. And then I have to edit the podcast. And then I have to do my fucking BAS. If you guys don't know what BAS is, it's a business activity statement. You do it every 3 months. And basically, you just like tally up everything you've bought, and then you minus it from everything you've ever spent money on. And then you pay the difference. And it's fucking annoying and I hate it. And I don't want to do it. And it's due tomorrow. This is me. I always do something the day before it's due, or the day of it being due. It's a really bad trait of mine. I need to work on it, but I always leave it to the last day. And then my accountant emails me and she's like, hey, have you done your BAS? And I'm like, no. What do you reckon, babe? Of course I haven't done my BAS. Anyway, just had to get that off my chest. Next one, somebody says, you look tired when you've just definitely had 8 hours of sleep and you aren't dehydrated. Okay. I relate to this one on a soul level, because I always look tired no matter what I do, no matter if I get 12 hours sleep, no matter if I get whatever, 2 hours sleep, I'm going to look the same. I have very puffy eyes. I think it's genetic. Like, I've been to a skin clinic before and asked them like, what's the best thing I can do for my puffy under eyes? And they said it's fully like genetic, the type of hollowing out that I have. And like the sort of like fat sacks that I have underneath my eyes, they're sort of like hollow. And then they like, I don't know, like basically they say like, in order to fix it, I'd need to put so much filler in my face that I'd end up just looking like a moon. And I don't really want to get any filler in my face, so I'm not going to do that. But yeah, I hate that more than anything, because like, no shit, Sherlock. Thanks for bringing it to my attention. I already knew that and I already feel self-conscious about my bags. Why are you bringing it up? It's so rude. I think people should just keep everything like to themselves, period. Like, I don't fucking want to hear what you think about me in the morning or ever. It's just like awkward. Like, what do you even say back? I don't know. People just, I don't know. Actually, the other day, I went somewhere. I can't even remember where I went, but some guy, maybe a cafe or something, I can't remember, but I was with Nathan, and some guy complimented my nails. He was like, your nails, I love your nails. And I was like, oh my God. Oh no, it was at Officeworks checking out. And this guy was like, oh, I love your nails. And I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. I know, how cute are they? And then when we left, Nathan was like, I can't believe you said, I know, how cute are they? And I'm like, what do you want me to say? And he's like, I don't know, like, you just agree. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, you're just gassing up your own nails. And I'm like, well, yeah, because they're fucking cool. And then I thought, like, there's nothing wrong with doing that, right? But if someone, like, said, I don't know, it's like, I need to work on this more. If someone's like, oh my God, I love your outfit, or your makeup looks really good today, or you're really pretty today, I'm always like, oh no, shut up. But if it's my nails, I'm like, yeah, slay. I need to work on it. I really need to work on it. Because, like, there's nothing worse than when you compliment someone. You're like, I love your outfit. And they're like, no, I look ugly. You're like, okay, well, now I regret fucking complimenting you. But I always do that too. Like, I don't be like, oh, it's so ugly, because like, that's just fucking pick me. You put it on, babe. If you think it's ugly, I don't know what's wrong with you. But sometimes they'll be like, oh yeah, I don't know. Something we all need to work on. But the you look tired comment, it needs to get in the bin, because like, no shit, fucking piss off. Someone says, when discussing a small issue about my partner and my friends say dump him, like, what the fuck? That's annoying and unproductive and just like stupid. Like, I get it if you're like 12, but if you're just in like a proper relationship, I don't really see, I don't know, like, that's so unproductive. Like, what do you mean dump him? Like, I'm not even, that's not what I was trying to say. I hate when people do that as well. Like, it's like you're trying to ask for actual advice and they don't give you actual advice. It's really, really annoying. I mean, I'm getting into a bad mood right now. I don't know why I'm getting like a headache is coming on. It's really annoying me. Oh my God, this next one. My ex didn't like my face, so told me to cover it during sex. What the fuck? I hope you broke. This is the one where you should say dump him. This is cooked. What kind of a person? What do you mean? That's just, I hope you're okay. That is honestly horrible. And some people seriously need to go in the bin. Somebody says, I could never be vegan / vegetarian. I didn't ask. That's so annoying. But I think I may have done this. I have been vegan and vegetarian in my life. I think I say like I could never do it again, maybe. But also like I would never just say that willy-nilly. And I would never just say that if someone's trying to talk about. It's like if someone's like, oh, like talking about something they like to do and someone's like, oh my God, I could never. I hate when people do that. It's like, shut the fuck up. No one asked. Literally nobody was asking you, Susan, if you wanted to go like, I don't know, ride a horse. Oh, I could never. It's like, cool. Literally not a single soul asked. So yeah, I feel you on that. It's really annoying. People just try to insert themselves in something. It's just like, honestly, shut up. Somebody says, I'm already really anxious about my skin, so unsolicited advice, no thank you. Okay, I have so many things to say about this. Especially on Instagram, like if I post anything to do with skin or makeup or anything, like say if I just post like a random tutorial or a random like these are the products I'm loving or like, I don't know, just talk to you guys about something I've been loving, I always get DMs being like, you should do this. And I'm like, what? I didn't ask. I'm literally telling you my routine. If I wanted to know what you want me to do, I would have fucking asked. If I wanted to know what products you recommend, I would have put a question box up and said, what products do you recommend? If I didn't need to know that, if I'm just sharing my daily routine, why the fuck are you inserting your products into my life? I just don't get that. I don't know. Like people just, I don't, it's everything too. Like say if I'm doing like, say if I post like me making vodka pasta, and then like someone will ask me the recipe, which by the way, fucking use Google. Also, it's vodka pasta. Like, what was that noise? Sorry, my washing machine's currently on and you know when it gets to the end spin of the cycle and it's like going fucking bonanza and everything that's on top of the washing machine gets fucking knocked off and into oblivion. Anyway, as I was saying, every time I make something, like even like vodka pasta or like anything like that, people ask the recipe, like that's fine. I mean, I've already said what the dish is. Like, I just don't understand how you can't Google it, but whatever. But I'll always get a couple of messages too being like, you should do this. Like you should add this or like you should do this. It's like, okay, well I already made it and I've already scoffed it down. And also, this is just what I'm having for dinner. Like, I don't know why you're trying to insert yourself into my life. Like, I get it's probably coming from a nice place, but it's also like, I would never message someone and they've posted like a photo of their dinner and be like, you should do this. I don't know. Like, you should have put like 10 gallons of beans in there or something. It's like, what? I like my vodka pasta how I like it. And like, I don't know why you're trying to insert yourself into my vodka pasta. It's so weird. Like one time I posted a thing of like, this is my dinner. And it was literally like tuna and rice with cucumber. And you could see that it was tuna and rice with cucumber. Someone DM'd me recipe. I'm like, babe, it's tuna and rice with cucumber. You can literally use your little freaking eyes. I don't know. Some people need to be spoon fed. And I don't know if this is mean to say, but I just... Everybody has Google and I just don't know why people are incapable of using it. And maybe this is really mean to say, but I don't know how hard it is to use Google. It's very easy to use Google. In fact, it's so easy to use Google and everybody has it on their phone. And it's free. Ah, please use Google. Do you know the amount of times, I'm going to go on a tangent right now as well. The amount of times that I've seen like, Bella Hadid or something wearing a random pair of sneakers and being like, fuck, they're cool. I'm not going to DM her and be like, where are the sneakers from, babe? Because like, obviously she's not going to fucking reply. I will go on Google and troll till I find them. I will search like Bella Hadid black sneaker with pink lace or like whatever the hell it was. And 9 times out of 10, it'll come up. It'll be like in Google Images, or you can image search now as well. You can screenshot something and put it in Google and image search it. Some people will be DMing me being like, what New Balance are these? I'm like, oh my God, if you just Google gray New Balance, it'll come up. I don't know. Maybe this is mean to say, but some people are just, I don't know, like, is it laziness or is it just like the fact that they're just needing to be spoon-fed? I don't know. Something to think about. When people tell you how to train your dog, it kills me. Ugh, this is like another one that is just so irritating. Like, I'll post anything of Pickles. Like, one time I remember I posted a story of Pickles like eating a stick at the park or something. Someone was like, shouldn't let him eat sticks. Actually, I got so many DMs that day. Shouldn't be letting your dog eat sticks. Shouldn't be doing that. I'm like, what? I don't know. You just sort of have to let people figure things out on their own, to be honest. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like it's just everybody always has like something to say about everything. It's so annoying. Like the other day, like I even saw this TikTok of this guy making like a coffee machine, at home coffee setup. And he was so cute. He was like putting together like this IKEA table and like making it look all aesthetic, like putting his coffee beans into these like clear containers. And then I go to the comments and there's so many comments from people being like, you should never store your beans in the light. Never store coffee beans in the light. It's like, oh my God, literally shut the fuck up. The beans aren't gonna like, I just don't understand how people get so triggered. Like there's no right and wrong. And I know you might be like, the beans are gonna go off, but fuck me. Like who cares? Who cares? It's not that deep. They're just fucking coffee beans. Do you know what? If they go off, that's fine. Let the man live. Let him live his best coffee life set up. When Nathan and I set up a coffee set up in our office too, like we put the beans in again, a clear container, got roasted. The beans are going to taste so bad. Oh my God. Do you really think my unsophisticated palate is going to understand what the bean tastes bad and when the bean doesn't taste bad? It's like everybody has such a bee in their bonnet about everything. It's like, do you guys have fun? Do you know what it's like to have fun? You must be so fun. Put your beans in an airtight container and put them in a dark place. Literally, shove it up your ass. I don't care about your fucking beans. It's so irritating. Like, it really pisses me off. Everybody has to insert themselves in everybody else's business. And no one can do anything without someone being like Karen on their ass. I'm so sick of it. Like, I've had it up to here with people. Unsolicited advice. If I make a video being like, where should I store my coffee beans? And you let me know, that's fine. I've asked. If I've made an aesthetic video of me just setting up a coffee setup and you're telling me which way the beans should go, where the beans should go, what beans I do, how wrong I am. Oh my God, babe. You're getting a bivvap block from me because I don't have time for it. I literally can't stand people like that. I would never comment on anyone's anything being like, you should have done this. You should have done this. You're doing this wrong. You're doing that wrong. It's like, even if I do like a styling video, I'm fucking unleashing now. Even if I do like a styling video, you should have started with this. You should do this. It's like, well, do you know what? I didn't ask. If I was doing which one should I wear and you've let me know, go off. If I'm just doing a styling video and you're like, you should style it with a black denim skirt. Oh, bitch, I don't have a black denim skirt. Fuck off. I can't. I am so angry now. I really hate unsolicited advice. I really hate it. Like, I there's nothing worse. Like, I don't know how people, like, where did these rules come in where everyone's like, if you don't do this, your life is fucked? Like, I just don't understand, what people get out of inserting their fucking wisdom on other people. You're not fun, you're not funny, and you're not cool, and you're literally the worst. And I like, ugh, go be annoying somewhere else. Go fucking, I don't know, they must be so much fun. Ugh. Ick. Huge ick. Next week, I'm definitely doing icks. I can't wait to talk about icks. Because that's a fucking ick. Inserting yourself in someone else's business when no one fucking asked. I'm so riled up right now. I'm so riled up right now. Someone says, you should try this face wash when I had severe acne and I've tried everything under the sun. Yeah, again, this is the same thing. Like, What works for you might not work for someone else. What works for someone else might not work for you. So it's like, unless someone asks, I don't know why people insert their information on other people. It's so odd. Like, I just would never do that. I just would never do that. I've read the next one. You're really good looking at the moment. Like, usually do I look like shit? Dead. Yeah, people are so, I don't know. I don't know. Okay, and the last one, when people use incorrect grammar, that's me using incorrect grammar. When people say use, it makes me spiral. I hate when people say use. I really hate it. That's like, I really hate that. One of mine, see, I've told you guys this before, I suck at spelling. Like, I am dyslexic as hell. I suck at spelling. I'm really bad at sounding words out and, like, you know, whatever. But grammar, I pride myself on my grammar. That's one thing I do know. I know the rules of grammar. And I hate when people use the wrong your. Like, ugh. And also, it's actually very hard to be grammatically incorrect on your iPhone or on, like, a laptop because there's autocorrect. Like, if I write the wrong anything, which I never do, but if I were to, it will change it for you. Like, if you write your, the wrong word, your, it'll change it to the you are on its own. Like, it'll do that for you. So for people to be doing the wrong grammar, I'm like, fuck, I don't know what's wrong with you, but your phone, it can't even save you now. Oh, I probably shouldn't say that because sometimes I've spelled something so many times wrong. Like, the one word that I do not know how to spell to this day is necessary. Like, why are there C's in that? Please make that make sense. I don't know how to spell it. I've spelled it so many times wrong now that that sentence was so dyslexic. I spelled it so many wrong times now. Whoa. That now my phone doesn't know how to spell it because it thinks the way I spell it is like the way I want to spell it. And so, like, it just doesn't even help me out anymore. Or I don't even know how to spell it close enough to the word. So it's like, babe, I don't know what you're trying to spell here. Give me something. Oh, yo, I need to, like, decompress after this because that, like, this has sent me into a deep, deep spiral. I can't stand the unsolicited advice. Next week, we're going to do X. I can't wait to do X. I love you all. Have the best week. I hope it didn't spiral too much and I hope it wasn't too harsh. But if that's you, fix yourself. Chuck yourself before you wreck yourself. Love you. Bye.
Get the best workout with the best-kept secret in fitness. Hydro, the state-of-the-art at-home rower. Hydro engages 86% of your muscles, delivering the ultimate full-body workout in just 20 minutes. From advanced to beginner, Hydro has over 4,000 classes that are shot all over the world and are taught by Olympians and world-class athletes. For a 30-day risk-free trial with free standard shipping, go to Hydro.com and use code ROW500 to save up to $500. That's HYDROW.com, code ROW500.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Just head to amazon.com/adfreenewspodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Enjoy thousands of Acast shows ad-free for Prime subscribers. Some shows may have ads.